Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
The house is modern and angular and sits on a corner lot on Beacon Hill. Walk inside and there are white walls everywhere. Walls where Clara Glosova usually displays her own work. She sculpts, she photographs, she knits little tiny sweaters for her series of ceramic popsicles. The sweaters used to hang like a colorful curtain on her large white dining room wall. But they've been moved to make way for a new installation. The artist is Troy Gua. He's hanging his paintings.
That's an amazing thing that Clara does. She gives a lot of people platforms to show our art and to share our creativity with other people.
He's putting up a series of very abstract portraits of celebrities. The paintings are of faces, but instead of eyes and noses, there are just bands of color based on skin tone and hair.
We've got the Dalai Lama, Bono. We have American Jesus as landscape.
This house is part of a trend of homes being opened as temporary exhibition spaces. The Beacon Hill residence is called Nepo House. That's open, spelled backwards. There's also a house in Ravenna, a house in the Central Area, and a studio on Capitol Hill that have all emerged as public galleries. Artists say the venues are especially timely, given how traditional galleries are struggling financially. Glosova, the homeowner, is originally from the Czech Republic. Before becoming known in the local art community, she was totally unknown.
I was the mom on the playground. I was always doing my thing and drawing, but I wasn't connected socially to any community.
That changed when she and her husband completely redid their three-story house. And she suddenly saw so much potential.
Being an artist, seeing so many big white walls around, was immediately, oh, I thought this could function as something else.
She gives me a tour of the house, which has been the site of four full-blown multimedia shows. Every space gets transformed for the open house, from the closet to the shower. Even her sparsely decorated bedroom with its queen-sized bed.
I would freak out having strangers in my bedroom.
Yeah, you know, I think it's funny because it's sometimes the strangers freak out about going into a bedroom. It's been interesting, actually. That's when you actually do get to observe the private boundaries.
Her two boys don't always understand the installations.
It's kind of weird because there was a bunch of boiled eggs in a cabinet last time, which is kind of weird.
That's Blake. He's 9. His room was once turned into an intergalactic showcase. And another time, his bedroom hosted a stuffed squirrel. On occasion, Mom has had to bargain with her boys to turn over their rooms. Blake once got a TV in return for a show, which can last an entire evening. But the boys say they're okay with Mom's idea. We keep walking through the house that's filled with Glosova's own art. Olivia Newton-John's roller skates from Xanadu, made out of ceramic. Ceramic garbage she found on a beach. A pile of neon-colored extension cords.
Is there art everywhere in your house?
I can't think of where it's not.
Glosova says the shows feed her own creativity. She also likes how it's brought gallery space to a neighborhood that's home to a lot of artists, but no venues. Now there's even a bigger project spilling out from her home and into the neighborhood. More than 80 installations and performers will line a route that begins in Pioneer Square and ends 3 miles away at the Nepo House. Think of it as one mega art walk, with everything from polka dance lessons to a performance of a spider mating ritual. Sarah Galvin will be reading her poetry on a street corner, and it will sound something like this.
I rested on cinder blocks in your front yard while you walked to Massachusetts in the snow uphill both ways.
Galvin usually reads her work indoors, say at a bar, but when she was walking the event route, she found her perfect backdrop. An abandoned, boarded-up house.
They're usually kind of dangerous spaces. I mean, you don't really know what's going to happen if you go in. So there's this sense that this, like, kind of, you know, thrill or, like, sense of danger, which my favorite poems, I would say, kind of do that.
That sense of adventure, of happening upon the unexpected, was what drew her to participate in the Art Walk event. And if you decide to walk the walk, you won't know what you'll find block after block or just around the corner. It's called the Nepo 5K Don't Run. and it starts at 2 p.m. this Saturday. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.